Well, good morning. I need your prayers. I'm going to address a subject today that I don't believe that our enemy will be very happy about it. Amen. But I need your prayers, and let's take our Bibles this morning and turn over there in the book of Ezekiel, chapter number 28. Ezekiel, chapter number 28. I thoroughly enjoyed the revival this week. And I'm not just saying that. I don't know if I can remember every night what was preached, but I believe Monday night, Brother Jones preached on rest. Boy, that helped me. Amen. Then on Tuesday night, I know he preached on the soaring cost of selfish choices. Amen. And I know that that helped me. Then the major thing I remember about Thursday night was in the middle of the message. He thought he was getting off track. But our Lord loved us enough as a church to just come right where we were and give us what we needed. Amen. Ain't God good? All the time. Amen. All the time. The choirs were great. I called all the pastors and thanked them for coming, thanked them for the choirs that came, and I really, really enjoyed it. I hope that at Bible Way, we will nurture a spirit of supporting other meetings and praying for other meetings. Go when we can and take our choir when we can, and because I believe it's important, amen, that we do understand that we're not in this thing alone. Amen, that God has a work for all of us to do. In Ezekiel chapter 28, I'll begin reading in verse number 4. The Bible said, "Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created." Now notice this. "Till iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of thy merchandise they have filled the midst of thee with violence. And thou hast sinned. Therefore I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God. And I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings, that they may behold thee." In Isaiah chapter 14 and verse number 12, the word of God said, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, thou, or which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit." Let's pray together. Father, I thank you this morning for the Word of God and for these folks that have gathered today to hear the Word of God. Lord, I'm very, very aware that what I'm going to preach this morning is not popular, never has been, never will be. But God, I believe this morning, Lord, it'll be a help to us. God, that's what I want to do, is help us. That's what you want to do, Lord, is help us. God, you helped us in revival this week. Now would you help us in this service? God, I pray that you would bless every man of God that's standing in this hour and preaching the precious old book. Lord, we love you. Thank you for loving us. I pray, God, you'd save that one that's lost. Strengthen the children of God. Help us along the way. In Jesus' name, Amen and amen. In my heart on Tuesday night after Brother Jones preached, does anybody remember the Bible character that Brother Jones preached about on Tuesday night? Do you? Anybody? She's found in the book of Ruth. What was her name? Orpah. Orpah made a very selfish decision. Now, I'm not going back and re-preaching that message, but standing at the back door of the church, the Lord began to stir in my heart after I heard that message. And I don't know when I'm going to lay this subject down, but I'm going to pick it up because He said pick it up. And when He says lay it down, I'll lay it down. But until then, amen, I'm telling you, it's boiling in my heart. I want to look today at the origin of selfish choices. I'd like to finish this message this morning. I don't know if I can or not. But I'd like to go on and preach tonight maybe on how that we can overcome selfish choices. God's already given me that message. I want to look maybe Wednesday night on the outcome of selfish choices. I mean, God's just giving it to me faster than I can take it in. Amen. And I believe God wants to help us. I want to make some statements as I set up the message this morning. And I wrote them down so that I wouldn't forget them. God gave them to me last night. I want to say this. How many knows that I'm reading to you in the Bible the text that I read in Ezekiel and the text that I read in Isaiah about none other than our arch enemy himself, old Lucifer, old Slewfoot, the dragon, the devil, our adversary that walketh about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Well, I'll tell you one of the ways he devours is that get people to make selfish choices. The very origin of selfish choices is found here in the Word of God. Let me give you this. We will never, never, ever, ever be more like Satan than when we are living a life for self in rebellion. Let me make that statement again. We will never, ever be more like Satan than when we are living our life for self and we're living our life in rebellion. The Word of God said rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. I want to say something to mothers and fathers. Help us, Lord Jesus. I'm telling you, what a responsibility to be a mother or to be a father in this generation. Mother's Day's coming. Father's Day's coming. That'll be in October. Amen, depending on where you live. Amen. Thank God we have that responsibility. But listen, here's where we're at, I believe, in this generation. If our kids are not on drugs and they're not drinking, and you know, they're not out there in some kind of a sexual sin, well, we think everything's all right. But I'm going to tell you something right now. You can put rebellion on that list because if children are rebelling, whether it's the children of God or whether it's our children, we're headed for trouble and we're headed for selfish choices. We'll never be more like Satan than when we're living for ourselves. I'm going to show you some things here in the Word of God. I may just introduce this message this morning. I won't even get done introducing it this morning, if you know what I mean. Amen. But listen, we'll never be more like Satan. Now, let me give you this statement. Let me flip-flop it. Turn the coin over. We'll never be more like the Savior than when we're living for others in submission. Now, let me ask you a question. Who do you want to be like? If you want to be like Jesus, then we must live for others and live a life of submission. And if we want to be like old Slewfoot, then just live for ourselves and live in rebellion. I'm going to say something. Any child of God, me self included, that lives for self is living in rebellion. God didn't save us to live for ourselves. God saved us to live for others. Amen. Jesus said, I came not to be ministered unto, but to minister. He came and set the example for you and for me. We'll never be more like the Savior than when we live for others. Let me give you something this morning, and think about this. We're talking about the origin of selfish choices. Every day is made up of a series of choices. Am I right or am I wrong? Now, Tuesday, I chose to eat biscuits and gravy. Wednesday, I chose to eat more biscuits and gravy. Brother John got so tickled, I thought he was going to choke. The woman brought out an extra biscuit and gravy, and she started back with it, and I said, set it down there. He got so tickled, amen, and then he ate half of it, amen. We split it, amen. But you know, Thursday morning, I got to thinking, big boy, that's about enough biscuits and gravy for 1 week. Amen. And so Thursday morning, I ordered a piece of tenderloin and toast and eggs. You say, preacher, was that easy? Somebody answer that for me. And I had to sit there and watch them other fellers eat biscuits and gravy. You say, preacher, what are you trying to say? Every day is a series of choices. Every day is a series of choices. I'm not against biscuits and gravy, but I will tell you this. Biscuits and gravy's against me. Say amen. I don't want to get to weighing 300 none of your business pounds. Amen. All I'm saying is you are here this morning because you made a choice. Am I right or am I wrong? You say, well, preacher, I just go to church. It's just automatic for me. Well, if that's the case, and thank God it is, then somewhere back there was a dedication took place in your life, and you said, hey, when the doors to the house of God's open, I'm a-going. There was a choice involved. If you have prayed this morning already before you got to church, it's because you chose to pray. If you have read the Bible this morning, it's because you made a conscious choice to read the Bible. If, my friend, last week you came to revival, it didn't just happen. You chose to come to the revival. If you told somebody about Jesus, it's because you made a choice to do that. But let me just say this. If you looked at something you wasn't supposed to look at, listening to something you wasn't supposed to listen to, and listen, said something you wasn't supposed to say, thought something you wasn't supposed to think. There are choices in that manner as well. And the origin of selfish choices is right here. I thought about this. I didn't put this in my notes. But you know, if you take the word run, how many believe we're supposed to run the race with patience that God has set before us? If you take the word run and just add I, it turns into ruin. I is the middle letter in sin. I is the middle letter in pride. Think about that for just a moment. Amen. I'm telling you, as we look into the Word of God right here, look what He says in the origin. He said here, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation. I will ascend above the heights of the cloud. I will be like the Most High. I. The origin of selfish choices is seen right here in Lucifer himself, in Satan himself, in that old dragon, the devil. Every day is a series of choices. I never have thought about this before. I'm going to, if God lets me get through this morning, I doubt it. But anyway, that the next message in the series, Joshua said this. He said, choose you this. Somebody tell me. I've never seen this before. But we don't just choose one day. We have to choose every day. He said, preacher, you got no Bible to back that up. How about Paul? He said, I die. How about Jesus? He said, if you're going to be my disciple, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. I'm telling you that choices are important. And God has birthed this in my heart that we look at the origin. I don't know about you. Let me ask you something. Can anybody remember the last selfish choice that you made? Throw your hand up if you can remember it. Now, you know where it started? You know where it started? We can blame whoever we want to. Amen. But it started way back yonder in heaven. Amen. When this, angel of God decided, I am more important than him. And he rebelled against God. Think about this for just a moment. Joshua said, choose you this day. The Bible said in Psalm 74, arise, O God, and plead thine own cause. Remember how the foolish man reproacheth me daily. Every day we have an enemy. Every day we're going to make choices. Every day those choices are going to affect our lives. Every day those choices are going to affect the lives of others. And every day we're going to have to decide, do we want to live a life for self in rebellion? Or do we want to live a life for our Savior in submission? And I believe, my friend, that God wants the second, don't you? Listen, the Bible tells us over there, till iniquity be found in thee. The Bible tells us over there, in other words, he was doing fine. The Bible said he was perfect. God's creation was perfect till iniquity. You know what that tells me? Let me give you something right here. I may be getting ahead of myself a little bit, but the angels, like you and I, have the ability to choose. God did not create angelic robots. They had the, you say, preacher, you don't have any Bible for that. I do. Right, here's one that chose. Go on over there to the book of Jude, and the Bible said the angels which left their first estate. I'm telling you, he didn't go alone. Others joined up with him and rebelled against God. I don't know about you, but I don't want to see our young people living a life for themselves in rebellion. But I tell you what, that's what we can expect if they see their parents living a life for themselves in rebellion. I'm telling you, God wants us all, amen, young people and old alike, and caught in between in the middle somewhere. God wants us to live our lives for others, live our lives for the Savior, and submit ourselves to him. I see something here in the Word of God that I want to share with you just a moment. He said, preacher, what happened to America? I'm going to tell you what happened to America. America became selfish. What's happened to the average? By the way, remember a while ago I tried to encourage us as a church to try to be a blessing to others? You know what can happen if we're not careful? Bible way can become selfish. Be all about our ministry. Be all about our Sunday school. Be all about our missions program. Hey, we're not the only ones doing it. Amen. And we're not the only ones doing it right. Praise God. There's people everywhere that love the Lord. And I tell you, God don't want us, my friend, just to live for our stinking selves. God wants us to think about others. I'd like to have an impact. Hey, I'd like to just not just help this community. I'd like to help churches in this community. You know what God will do? God will bless that. God will bless that. Let me give you something this morning to think about. Look what the Bible said here. And I know this is primarily talking about the king of Babylon, just like in the book of Psalms. Many times David is quoting something that's prophetic. And he doesn't even realize it concerning the suffering or the resurrection of our Lord. But here in the book of Isaiah, he said, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground? Watch this, which didst weaken the nations. Now you say, preacher, do you believe America has been weakened? Listen to me carefully. Everybody listen to me carefully. I don't care if you get mad. The Beatles hit the shore in the 1960s and men's hair started coming down and women's skirts started coming up. And we've been weakening ever since. A generation of rebellion. I'm telling you, with all of my heart,
He has a design and a desire to weaken a nation that would call themselves one nation under God. He don't even want that phrase in there anymore. We're still one nation under God. I don't care if you take it out of the Constitution. I don't care if you take it out of the Pledge of Allegiance. I don't care if you take God out of the courthouse. We're still one nation under God. And God can destroy that nation just like He's destroyed other nations. Oh, I tell you what we need to do. We need to legalize alcohol. Why? Why, preacher? Because that'll weaken the nation. I tell you what we need to do. We need to legalize marijuana. Why? Because that'll weaken the nation. I tell you what we need to do. We need to legalize abortion. Why? Because that'll just weaken the nation a little further. I tell you what we need to do. We need to legalize gambling. Why? Because that'll just weaken the nation. How many seeing it with me? In the origin of selfish choices, I'm telling you, there's something behind those choices. And now we've got sodomites in Congress. And sodomites in... Why? Because it'll just weaken the nation. Sodomites on the bench in court system. He said, preacher, you'll get in trouble. God's men will stay that way. Why, Brother Larry? Because just weaken it, weaken it, weaken it, weaken it on a little further, weaken it down a little further. And now the pulpits in America have been weakened. They don't even know what Bible to pick up and read. The songbooks and the choirs have been weakened. Why? Because He wants to weaken not just the nation, but He knows if He can weaken the churches, then automatically the nations will be weakened. I'm going to make a statement. You don't have to believe it and you don't have to get on board with it. But a lot of what we're laying at the steps of the White House belongs on the steps of God's house. God's men quit preaching. God's men let a dollar bill get between them and the Holy Ghost. Say amen. Worried about money, worried about this, worried about that. And they got their eyes off of the Savior. They got their eyes off of souls. And they got their eyes on a system that's crumbling right in front of us. I'm going to tell you something right now. It's helping me. Standing back there at the door of that church after that man of God preached Tuesday night, I begin to think, where did it all start, Lord? Where did it all start? I got over there last night and I began to study, and God began to give it to me and give it to me and give it to me. I tell you, He wants to weaken the nations. Let me tell you something right now. How many believes He wants to weaken our church? I'm going to tell you something right now. Listen to me carefully. Brother Randy, one of the best ways He could do it is get us full of pride. Get that big old eye and pride to stand up. One of the best ways He could do it would be get us full of sin. I'm going to make a statement. Selfishness is sin. That's what selfishness is. That's why the divorce rate's what it is. Because a woman is no longer living for her husband, and a husband is no longer living for his wife, and mom and dad's no longer living for the children, and the children are no longer living for mom and dad. It's all about me, me, I, and it makes God sick. The origin. See where it started? I don't know about you, but I'm more determined. After the Holy Ghost has gotten a hold of me, I have prayed, I have sought the face of God. I'm more determined than I've ever been in my life. I want to be more like Jesus and less like old Slewfoot. More like Jesus and less like old Slewfoot. I want to live my life for myself. I want to live my life for my Savior. For the saints of God. For sinners that are perishing, going to hell without God. I'll tell you something right now. if we would just take every decision that we have to make and run it through this filter, it would help us. Is this decision that I'm about to make, is it going to reflect rebellion? Is it for me? Or is it going to reflect submission? And is it for others? You know, a lot of preachers, they'll get on that over there about the husband and the wife, how the wife's supposed to submit herself to her husband. I tell you what, that'll not be one problem in the whole wide world while the husband is loving his wife like Christ loved the church. You won't have to beg for it. You won't have to preach it. You won't have to demand it. It'll come when Christ is the head of the home, the head of the man, and the man is the head of the home. I'll be honest with you. We're living in a generation. Just go down to Walmart and stand for a little while. Go down to Mall and stand for a little while. I'm not throwing off on young people. I'm not doing that at all. But I'm going to tell you something right now. When there's 4 and 5 year olds kicking their mama and kicking their daddy, there's a bad problem somewhere. And it ain't with the 4 and the 5 year old. Oh, God, help us this morning, Lord. Satan, I. Every day is a series of choices. Every day, a series of choices. Miss Eve told me a while ago, she said, "Honey, I've got a shower. I think I've got a shower to go to this afternoon. But I made a choice this morning. Now I changed my choice. But I made a choice this morning. I was going home my wife after church this morning." You say, "Why, preacher?" How many of y'all realize it's been a busy week around here? And so I was going to go home with my wife this afternoon, then take care of some things over here tomorrow. But since she's got something to do this afternoon, I'm going to take care of some things over here today, spend some time with her tomorrow. Hallelujah. I say this. Don't matter how long we've been married, we ought to guard our marriage. Don't matter how long you've been a Christian, you ought to guard your testimony. Because I'll tell you right now, old Slewfoot's wanting in. How many pastors have destroyed the work that God had given them through one selfish decision? How many children have destroyed the unity and the harmony in a home through one selfish decision? God help us not to live for ourselves. If we don't get anything out of this morning, I believe I'm wrapping up right here. Let's take this home with us. If that rebel jumps up in us, we know where it come from. Somebody said, "I'm going to give him a piece of my mind." I'm glad you can afford it. I can't afford to be giving away pieces of my mind. Amen. No, we can't, brother. Nobody can.
Amen.
It comes with a high cost. Going back to what our brother preached Tuesday night, I don't know about the heart of Satan. He's still rebelling. He gets bound, and I'll go into this later in the series. He gets bound for 1,000 years, and when they loose him, he's still rebelling. But I tell you, I've run into young person after young person, and adults as well, that have said this: "I wish I would have listened. I wish I would have listened." I say to you this morning, friend, it's not too late to start listening. It's not too late. to start listening. Let's not live our life for ourselves in rebellion. Let's live our lives for others in submission. The Bible said here, I will ascend, I will exalt, I will sit, I will ascend, and I will be like the Most High. Getting a little bit ahead of myself on down at the series. But what did this guy tell Eve in the garden? He knows the day you eat of this, your eyes are going to be open and you're going to be like God. It wasn't enough for him to be the origin or the source. He wanted to pass it on. Adam and Eve fell, and it's been passed on ever since. You don't have to teach a child to lie. Leave them alone. They'll be lying before they get out of diapers. It's in their nature. You don't have to teach them to be selfish. One preacher said, if you don't believe in the sin nature, put two babies in one crib and give them one bottle. The sin nature will come out of them in just a few minutes. Amen? But you know what we ought to determine? That link stops right here. I'm going to pass on something better than rebellion. I'm going to pass on submission. I'm going to pass on something better than living for myself. It's going to be living for others and living for the Savior. I'll be honest with you. When I think about the choices that I've made, listen to me carefully, in 27 years of being saved by the grace of God, I must tell you a multitude of those choices have been selfish. Selfish. Father in heaven, thank you for the message. Thank you, Lord, that you're helping us to be aware of where all this started, how it started. Lord, I pray for every home that's represented here today. God, when unity is there and harmony is there, it's because, Lord, that big eye is set aside. We're not living for ourselves, but we're living for our Savior, living for others. God, I pray this morning, Lord, that you would burn into our hearts that we're never more like the devil than when we're living for ourselves in rebellion. Lord, I believe with all my heart, the only one that can help us to overcome a rebellious spirit is the Savior. Lord, many people will never do anything but rebel because they do not know Jesus. They've never had the overcomer to move into their heart and move into their life. God, I pray this morning, Lord, for those that are living in rebellion. God, I pray that you'd get a hold of their heart. You'd help them to understand, Lord, that they're weakening the home. They're weakening the church. They're weakening the nation that we live in. And it's all by design. The devil's design. God, I pray this morning, Lord, you'd help us to think about Orpah. Lord, that as Naomi counseled her, she listened, Lord, and she weighed it all out. And she said, yeah, I believe I'll just go back home. That'd be the easiest thing to do. That'd be the best for me. While Ruth said, no way. I'm going with you. I love you. I want to help you. I don't want to do what's best for me. I want to do what's best for you, Naomi. Oh, God, help us today to start weighing these decisions. They come daily. We try to do, Lord, what you'd have us to do. Be led of the Holy Spirit of the living God. Lord, that's what it is to be Spirit-filled. We're submitting to His decision for our life, His leading in our life.